This is RSB&B Update, episode 85, Tuxedo Time. Hello everybody, welcome to RSB&B Update 85. It's your two resident hosts here, Mr. S1288 and Mr. BW from Germany.
Hello, I'm from Germany.
Yeah, your mic is having little problems again. Say hello again, it was too quiet.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, tell us about what happened when you tried to go pick up the microphone.
Long story short, I thought I wanted a USB microphone. I asked for a USB microphone in German. The bloke said they were getting microphones in on Saturday. The bloke said they were getting USB microphones in on Saturday. When I went in there today, it turns out they weren't USB microphones. They were just normal microphones, which won't work with my computer because I don't have the correct sound drivers for my sound card, and I can't download them because Microsoft are gay. Yeah. So long story short, German people need to learn to get their facts straight.
How do you say, do you have any USB microphones in German?
I am not humiliating myself. My German accent sounds totally retarded. You're not even getting that out of me.
Why?
Because I sound... You've heard Schmidt. Me speak German.
Schmidt?
What?
I don't know. I'm just speaking stuff that I've heard before. I don't know what it means, though.
Schmidt?
Yeah, what's Schmidt?
I don't know. I told you my German is terrible.
Okay.
If I need to go and buy something, I'll have to look up what it actually is.
Yes. Okay, so quest this week, Cold War. The Cold War has begun. Maybe.
Do you think this is a political implication by Jagex?
What kind of political implication?
That the Cold War was a good thing and we should have one again?
I didn't interpret it that way.
Maybe the humans should have a cold war with the penguins. Maybe that was the whole point of this quest.
Well, that's what the whole point of it was.
But maybe they're saying, we've done it in the game, now we should do it in real life.
See, you go to,
We should point nukes at the North Pole.
Okay, well, you've got these penguins up north by Miscellanea and whatnot, and this Larry guy who works with the penguins in the zoo thinks they're up to something because, as we all recall, that sheep, in Lumbridge. So apparently it's like they're trying to figure out about the sheep or something. I don't know. But basically, this thing starts up a whole new storyline with KGP agents. Yes, KGP. Like the former KGP Soviet Union.
I hope the Russian government attempts to poison Andrew Gower with some sort of nuclear substance.
For duplicating KGB agents.
For taking the piss out of the Russians and saying they're like penguins. Because that's what they're doing. Let's face it.
So wait a minute. They're saying that the Russians are penguins.
Yeah, I think this is a subtle ploy by Jagex to try and make us hate Russia. Not that we don't already, but
I don't hate Russia.
Nor do I, but I think a lot of Americans do. You know, the whole communist
stuff.
Yes. But that I think I'm onto something here. I think Jagex are trying to cause a diplomatic incident with Russia, calling them penguins.
So does that mean that Jagex is secretly working for the UK government, who is working for the US government, who is trying to cause a kerfuffle with Russia?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we're on something here.
Requirements.
And you know what? And we're both going to die now, because Andrew Gower is going to hear this, realize that we've figured him out. He's going to get onto the people at the UK government, who are going to get onto the people at the US government, who are going to send out assassins to kill us. Goodbye.
Yes. Quest requirements. level 10 hunter, which you have.
Oh yes, I just had that. Level if it 30, had been level 11 hunter, I would
level 30 agility.
Yes, I have that.
Level 30 crafting.
Yes, I have that.
And 34 construction.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah, so you need the hunter. Why did we need the hunter level? I forget.
I forget as well. But did you have to use a trap?
No.
I did this like 5 days ago. Maybe it was just to make you train hunter.
Well. Oh, maybe because you need to build some sort of spy thing. And that's sort of with hunter and construction combined. I don't know, maybe. And level.
Maybe Jagex were just being pedantic.
And level 30 crafting, obviously, because you have to make a penguin suit.
I would have just worn a tuxedo, I think that would have same effect.
Tuxedo time!
You can make tuxedos on World of Warcraft.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice. You remember that picture I sent you that Mike sent me a while back about that guy who was shrunk?
No, I forget.
Well, there was this picture of this guy who had a teleport glitch when he got shrunk, and he was tuck tiny, like the same size.
Oh, I remember. So, yeah.
So maybe that was some sort of thing to do with when they were writing this quest, they somehow introduced that glitch.
Could be.
Oh, and for the record, I asked Mushroom Queen, who speaks German fluently, I think, right? And Schmidt, means smith or blacksmith.
There we go.
Okay. Reward for this. 5k agility, 2k crafting, 1.5k construction, Clockwork Penguin, and this new agility course. And one quest point.
Why no hunter experience?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Because normally all the skills that you need to start a quest, you normally get XP for them, don't you, as reward?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. So, what'd you think of this agility course?
It's a bit noobish, isn't it? Don't you need like 30 agility to use it?
Yeah, you get 564 XP for a completed lap.
How does that compare? Is it fast? I didn't go around it.
It didn't seem very quick to me.
So the wilderness course is still the best?
I don't know. A Patrol is 580 and Wilderness is 571.
So, Wilderness is pretty fast. I think you can get like almost a 50-60k an hour at Wilderness.
Yes. Yeah, and the best place to do agility if you've done that part of Recipe for Disaster is Ape Atoll. That is the best part.
Yeah, but being transformed into a monkey annoyed me for some reason.
So I don't know. We'll have to run some tests on it, but 564. It felt slow compared to the other one, so I'm guessing that the best one is still the monkey one. Yes, we're all monkeys inside.
Well, we share a common ancestor with monkeys.
Yeah, we do.
That's the common mistake. Most people are like, oh, you're descended from monkeys. No, we're not, because if we're descended from monkeys, why are they still around?
Yeah.
We have a common ancestor.
So, Brad, what's black and white and goes green when it's finished?
Andrew Gower's checkbook.
No, it's the Penguin Quest.
I actually saw that on the RuneScape site, and I was trying to think of something witty to say. And I actually thought of something that wasn't Andrew Gower's checkbook, but I forgot it.
Ah, too bad. Anyway, so what'd you rate the quest out of 5?
I'll give it a 2 because I didn't think the reward was that good for what you had to do, and the quest line, the quest itself didn't enthrall me that much.
I'm going to give this one a 3 because it opens up another storyline that eventually, my theory is that with all these storylines opening up is that eventually they'll all merge them into one big storyline where a nuke explodes at the end of the quest.
No, when they... There's a quest where you have to send nukes to Russia. It'll be something like the Bay of Penguins after the Bay of Pigs.
Oh, what's the Bay of Pigs?
You don't know what the Bay of Pigs is.
No, I heard about it, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know entirely, but it was this great. The Bay of Pigs is somewhere on the south coast of Cuba, and it was a big event. It was a supposed invasion of Cuba by the U.S. in an attempt to overthrow the government of Fidel Castro. But
that whole Cuban Missile Crisis thing.
Yeah, that.
There's a movie on that called 13 Days. It's actually pretty good. Did you see it? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I had the microphone muted and I was speaking. No, I didn't see the movie.
Ah, okay. Anyway, so that's the quest. One quest point. I get to use my quest. Okay, again. Barbarian Assault update. Defenders will now find that their barricades will last longer when they're trying to block the Penance Caves. Yeah,
I've never done Barbarian Assault, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's actually a good update because these Penance thingamajiggies always manage to escape, which is annoying because you get negative points, so that's good. That's a good one. What's the next one?
It is sandpit icons added to the map. What do they look like? I've not seen these.
I don't know. I can't download the world map. It's broken.
Bloody checkix. Just go straight into February behind the scenes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you figure out what these icons look like. Which I don't really know why you need, because if you've done that hand in the sand quest, you can get 84 buckets of sand a day.
Yes, you wouldn't need to find one, would you?
That's right. Okay, February behind the
scenes. Oh my god. What? I've just gone on the RuneScape site, and Jagex has these ads right, and one of them has the film Brokeback Mountain, which is about gay cowboys. Jagex has adverts from movies with gay cowboys in it on their website.
That's kind of an old movie, isn't it?
Yeah, but why do they have adverts for gay cowboy movies on their site? Know. Telling us something about Andrew?
Okay. Hey, there's this big black spot on the map that says coming soon by Miscellanea.
Do you think it's the missile pad for the nuclear launch to Russia?
Oh, maybe. Who knows? I'm trying to think of something in Russian to say, but I don't know much Russian. Okay.
We should get MQ on here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say in Russian besides the Communist Manifesto. Yes.
Say it.
I don't know.
I used to know this line in Russian, but I forgot it. It was some corny romantic line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what do these sand icons look like?
I haven't been able to find out yet because the stupid world map weren't known for me either.
Oh, really? Okay, on to behind the scenes then. There's lots mentioned as usual, but I did find it kind of cryptic, as open-ended. It could be interpreted in so many different ways. One possible thing I was thinking of was maybe summoning or something. Does that sound right to you, maybe? Like about the
I don't know. Jagex, well, I think it's a little soon after Hunter, isn't it? How old is Hunter?
A
couple of months?
November, 3 months.
I don't know, they seem to be churning out a lot of skills. Oh, I've got the map up.
Okay.
What does it say? The sand icon looks like... Oh, it looks like a little sand pit. What a surprise! It's a little sand pit.
Yay, we can go play in the sand pit. No, not really.
I want to play in the sand pit.
Yes, didn't you used to do that when you were little in like school or something?
I actually had one in my house.
Oh, in your house or in your backyard?
My backyard. I had my own sand pit.
That's nice.
I couldn't play well with other children, so I had my own.
Datovrish. I don't know what I just said, but okay.
What? Where'd you get that from?
That's what Mushroom Queen told me to say. I don't know what I said, but okay.
Tovarish.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's probably something really insulting. It's probably, you know, we're calling ourselves idiots.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm not even going to try and
interpret. Isn't da? Da is yes, isn't it? Da is yes or no?
I don't know.
Da. Da. I'm sure da is yes or no, but I don't know.
I'm not even going to read this behind the scenes because I don't get what's really going on here. It's just too confusing for me.
A lot of the things Jagex do are too confusing for me.
Okay. So, what's next? Oh, yes. Paul, which of these combat styles do you prefer? 59% melee, 26% mage, and 14% range. What'd you vote?
I voted mage because I find it the funnest.
Yes, me too.
That's probably not even a word. I find it the most fun. There we go.
You get to send people flying with a flick of your hand.
Do you think most picked melee because it's the simplest? You just need to click on a monster and you kill it, whereas mage you need to constantly click or auto-cast.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I think mage is the most powerful though, right?
Yes, I would say that as well.
Okay. And then we have the traditional post bag from the hedge. Nothing really stands out, but the Chaos Elemental speaks once again. You remember last April the Chaos Elemental spoke and he said something about My Arms Adventure or something?
Oh, yeah.
So, the Chaos Elemental is a source of information, but it's kind of hard to interpret. One particular thing is Surok's gone to Chaos. Any ideas what that might mean?
No.
And for your information, that's another play on Star Trek.
Oh, God.
Because Surok is the Vulcan who brought logic and stuff to the Vulcans after many decades or hundreds of years of war. He brought logic and stability. So
he's bringing me great boredom.
Okay, so if Surok's gone to Chaos, okay, that makes sense now. And you know what you said? Yes, comrade. That's what she says it means.
Yeah, the vash.
Okay, so that's the RuneScape updates. Kind of a dry week, I think. On to questions. We have an audio question. First one in a long time from a fellow named Andy, who is a person on RSBNB. I'll play that question right now. Just finding the button to push.
Hey, Shane, this is audio questions for RSBNB update 85. Do you think that Vista will be worth the $500 for Ultimate Edition? Do you plan on getting Vista, or do you plan on getting Mac OS? What program do you use to record Skype, may have been asked, but I'm just wondering.
Okay, so
he has a hot accent.
What kind of accent is that?
I have no idea, but it sounded like a good accent.
I think he's Canadian, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think he's as well.
Okay, so first question, Vista. Is it worth it to get Ultimate? Well, it's $500 if you don't have a previous version that can be upgraded, so personally I don't think I would waste the money on Ultimate. Home premium is surely enough for me, but if you did have money to blow, why not, you know? You know what I mean? Like, if you're not getting Ultimate, just get Home Premium. That's all I have to say. What was the second question? I forget.
What program do you use to record RSBNB update, apart from Skype, obviously? What do you use to record it?
Oh, that. It's a complex procedure. I showed you this before, but basically what happens is Skype runs on the computer, I talk into a USB microphone, which is considered as a separate sound device, and then Brad and any other sounds come through my onboard sound card, or my Audigy sound card, and then there's a program called Adobe Audition, and in that program I record my voice on one track and the output from the sound card on another track. And then they all get mixed together, edited down, and then pretty much like that. It's a complicated procedure, but after a few weeks, I did manage to get it down pretty good. Thank you. Is there anything else in there we didn't answer?
Don't think so.
Okay, thank you, Mr. A-N-D-Y. Yes, he's from a place called Kitchener, Ontario. And yes, I know where you live.
Shane's a crazy stalker.
No. Okay, next one's for you, Brad.
Brad, really gave us a good comparison of RuneScape to World of Warcraft. Right, I was thinking about this question earlier in the week, and I was pretty much thinking I could talk for about an hour on the differences and similarities. But basically, whereas RuneScape, when you start a character, you are stuck with that great character. Everyone starts with the same character, don't they?
Yeah.
World of Warcraft, you get to choose races, classes. There is, I'll just list a few. Rogue, Mage, Warlock, Warrior, Druid, Paladin, Priest, and lots of different races. Night Elf, Human, Gnome, Dwarf.
Are there any Klingons?
No. Undead, Blood Elf, Draenei. Basically, and you have to choose a race and a class. Now, not all classes, Rogue, Druid, blah blah blah, are supported by all the races. For example, the only races that support the class Druid are Night Elf and Tauren. So you can only be a Tauren Druid. You can't be like a human Druid, for example. There are restrictions. And apart from that, it's combat based. Whereas RuneScape, you start with all the different stats you train up. World of Warcraft, you just get experience from quests and overall experience, and you just level 1 up to level 70 now with the expansion.
Okay.
So it's a lot less skill-based, it's a lot more combat-orientated.
And it's more complicated.
Yes, it is a lot more complicated. And as well, there's a lot more sort of stuff to do once you've got level 70. There are a lot of sort of big monsters that you need teams of like 20, 40 people to kill that are very difficult to take down.
Okay, that was from Magic Jarvis. Thank you.
Just to quickly put it in perspective, imagine if you needed a team of 40 people to take down the Kalfight Queen.
Okay. That would be kind of hard to organize.
Yes.
Okay. Next one. In free-to-play, what is a good level to move from cutting willows to cutting yews without losing too much on experience from? Alt lightsaber. Alt Star Saber. There we go. Stick with Willows all the way, because Willows is actually the fastest woodcutting experience there is.
If you wanted to go to use, like, eventually, I'd say don't go till 80 to 90.
Yeah, that's right. I think Willows or Oaks are the quickest woodcutting experience, so yeah, let's stick with those, actually. Next one.
What do you think the next Clockwork toy will be? And that is from Casey Jones X.
Well, we had the penguin this week. So
I think it's going to be a Clockwork Klingon.
Oh, I was just thinking the same thing.
I hope it's not, but I think Jagex may stoop to that level.
I don't know. More realistically, I don't know. Maybe a Clockwork Man.
Clockwork Jagex employee.
Sure. You get your own Jagex employee now.
Not that you would want one, because they are massively incompetent, but whatever.
Yeah, so that's what we think. Thank you, Casey Jones X. If you could have any one item or armor set, what would it be? No, you can't sell it. So it can't be like a blue party hat and then sell it. KJTH2003.
I was thinking about World of Warcraft armor sets for a minute. I'd like full dragon.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that is a good thing, because
if you couldn't sell it, just for the looks.
Yeah, I honestly do need some better armor, because have you seen me on RuneScape recently?
No.
I walk around with rune legs and a granite plate. I'd like some dragon legs, though, if anybody's feeling.
Didn't you have dragon legs?
Oh, I had to sell them.
Why?
I had to
fund your farming habit.
No, this was before farming.
Why'd you sell them?
I probably needed money for something. I don't remember what.
Was it your weed?
No. I don't know. Like, I'd like some dragon legs, right?
We'd all like some dragon legs, Shane.
Okay, what about you?
I said dragon.
Okay. Thank you, KJTH or whatever you want to be called. I don't know. I don't know how to shorten that up or what. Whatever. So, okay. Next one for you.
Okay. Jagex have introduced two more plot lines into the history of RuneScape this month with the start of Cold War and Contact. As both have loose ends to tie up, do you think they should finish the existing plot lines or continue in the likely way of making them run or to run together into another God War? Well, I don't see how they could run together into another God War. I would like you to elaborate on this point, but beggars can be choosers. I think, I do think they should make more quests that sort of along chain quests rather than just quests that are one-off and crappy and give 500 experience or something.
Yeah. There are tons of things that need to be finished up, right?
Like, yeah, but I can't see Jagex doing that all in one go.
No. Because it's just too much work and it would be overwhelming. You'd end up with this massive quest worth like 30 quest points that would take forever and ever to do.
Yet Zazima would finish it in 2 hours.
I don't know. They're all going to tie together and then a nuke's going to explode at the end of the day. And then in the next week's update, there'll be the nuclear bomb-making skill.
There'll be the retaliation from Russia. They will bomb all of Asgania. And by Asgania, I mean the Jagex offices.
Well, where are the Jagex offices?
Cambridge, England.
How's that Asgarnia?
I don't know, I was just substituting. I bet Andrew Gower calls it Asgarnia. I'm going to Asgarnia, darling. Do you mean work? Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yes, that was from Agent Waffles. Interesting name, eh?
Don't get me started on that name.
Okay. Anything else on that one? Like, what would you like to see as the ultimate quest?
A quest that allows you to kill Andrew Gower.
Like an Andrew NPC that's like level 999 or something?
Yeah, that just stands there banning accounts for no reason and spouting a load of garbage.
Now, be careful. He might listen to this and he'll be coming for you.
He can come for me all he wants. I don't care.
Okay. Yes,
that's right, Andrew. Come and get me.
So, what's next here? Read.
Yes, sir. Alright, I recently was able to get a new tower hard drive since my motherboard fired. And I was wondering, since I got mine from Best Buy spending almost $989, was able to make it for gaming and all, if I should upgrade to Windows Vista since I'm able to get a free upgrade to it at any time or wish, or I should just wait one, maybe months and wait to see if there's security problems with it. Well, so should he upgrade his computer to... Well, if it's free, I'd say go for it.
Windows Vista came out 4 days ago, I think, yeah? I'm really not too sure yet, because they're...
For those willing to acquire it by legal methods.
That's right. But there could be security holes in it. We just don't really know yet. It hasn't been out long enough. Did you see that thing on Dig about the computer being able to delete files on its own?
Yeah, that was scary.
With the speech exploit thing?
That was also very strange.
Like if someone could play it back or something? That's just funny. Delete. What's an important system file? I don't know. Delete.
Windows.exe.
\\windows/system32. Yes. Oh, and you know, it's just saddening. I just opened up my Windows directory and I see all these blue directories. NT uninstall. Oh my god. Yes. Like, there's just so many of these. Let's see, I'll tell you how many there are. 82 updates I have the option to uninstall.
Why, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I'd actually wait a bit, unless you are a security expert and plan on being able to handle any major security problems that come up. That was from Black Knight. Okay, and I'll take this one. Shane, I'm thinking of buying a new Mac laptop. Would this be a good idea, or could you suggest something better? And I have limited money, so don't say buy an Alienware or something else super expensive. Well, the thing is, I've never recommended Alienware, and nor do I plan on starting to recommend Alienware. It's just extra money, more than what.
It just looks nice.
It's more than what needs to be spent in order to get the core functionality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Well,
it just looks nice.
It depends. Mac laptops, I hear, are pretty good.
You want one?
Yeah, we all do. You too, right?
Yeah, I want one, but I have no money.
MacBook or MacBook Pro?
Probably a MacBook, because I have no money at the moment, but so a MacBook is easily reachable.
But they're 13-inch screens. Like, isn't that too small for you? Like,
no, because if I was to get one, I'd probably only use it for typing up and stuff. It wouldn't be my main computer.
Yes, but... And then there's the MacBook Pro, which has a bigger screen. You'd probably want to do the MacBook Pro if you wanted more video editing or something more powerful. But truth is, I think if you were to buy one, you'd probably be happy with it. And if you don't want to get a Mac, just get the standard Dell, whatever you can afford. But yeah, I don't know. The thing is that the graphics card in the MacBook will run Windows Vista just fine.
That's good, but why would you want to run Windows Vista on a Mac?
In case you need to get, in case you have applications that can't be moved. Oh yeah, one downside of that though, with the Intel graphics card, it's a shared, it uses 64 megabytes of your RAM. So if you got the entry line with only 512, you'd only have 448 megs of RAM to run. And from what I've heard, OS X by itself requires at least 400 megs of RAM just to run.
Shit.
So you want at least a gigabyte.
Upgrade the RAM, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if you have the money, just go with the entry-line MacBook Pro. And if you want to move to Vista, upgrade the memory to 2 gigabytes. Like, if you want to run it in something called Parallels, 2 gigabytes. That was from KiwiKid.
KiwiKid, yeah.
Wow, okay, next one.
Okay, I am still training for Lunar Diplomacy, and I need one mining level this time. Note, I've gone 61 crafting the last time. 2007 coin sells so bad. Should either mine 455 coal at the minecarts or 345 gold at the place where the dwarf shoots you through the hole and drops the gold. I would not go with either of those, and I'd say iron for fast levels.
Yes, I tend to agree with that, actually.
Iron, but I would say out of the coal and the gold, I would go for... No, just do the iron. The iron would be a lot faster.
Yeah, and you can sell iron for what, 110 GP each?
Around that, a little lower, I would say.
Yeah, so do that. But if... I know that this smithers like gold because they can use goldsmithing gauntlets, so I know gold ore sells for quite a bit if you can bank it.
Quickly, though, it might take a while.
And that was from Big Al 606. Another tech question, this time from Ranging God. I have about $500 to spend on a computer. I want it to work good with Vista and work good with games. RuneScape, Heroes V, StarCraft, and Guild Wars.
That's Heroes 5.
Okay. What is Heroes 5?
Heroes of Might and Magic.
Is that like... And what's StarCraft? I
have no idea what StarCraft is.
Well, honestly,
possible to get a like? Is it possible to get a computer that would be that good with Vista for $500?
Well, it depends on the graphics card, but if it's only $500, I'd be almost tempted to wait until you could spend on like $1,000 or $1,500, so you could get something that's going to last you for a long time and give you some growing room. That's what I do.
Although, when I got this computer, which I'm using now, which is new, I got it for like £300 British on the web, which is like $600, and it came with 2 gigabits of RAM and a 3.06 gigahertz processor.
Right.
And that's quite cheap
but
for British prices.
But the graphics card was...
It had no graphics card.
That's right.
And it had no monitor. So if you have... But those cost me about $200 to buy. So, yeah, you would need to save a bit more.
Yeah, that's right. So save a bit more and then go for... Just buy something that... If it's able to run Vista Home Premium, because that requires a rather good graphics card, then you could probably run those games because... I don't know. Guild Wars probably isn't that intensive.
But don't necessarily just think you've got to buy a computer with a graphics card in, because graphics cards normally jack up the price. It's all right to buy a unit that doesn't have a graphics card in, then buy a 60 to 80 quid graphics card, which will still be
decent. Actually, what he could do is, rather than just buying a whole new computer, he could just upgrade his RAM and graphics card.
Or he could build one.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty much the same price now. Building and doing that. Only build if you want, like, absolute control of what goes into it. Yes, that was from Ranging God. So either upgrade RAM or graphics card, or wait until you have more money to spend if you want it all in one shebang. Okay, next one.
Once Jagex gets around to updating the towns and cities graphics again, which place would you like to see get updated? Doesn't really have to be a town, could be a dungeon forest, some guy named Bob. Total, that's from Total Plocks. What would you choose?
Me? To be updated. I'd choose the farming patches to be updated.
Why?
Make them look more real.
I'd choose Varrok.
I never go there.
But it's the biggest city, and it should look better.
Isn't already the biggest city if you combine East and West?
Oh, well, yes, but... Yes, alright. No, I know what they should do for a quest. They should have one where, like Berlin, where you have to bring down the wall.
Yeah.
And reunite the two sides.
Yes, or a quest with... Introduce a city with a big wall going through it.
Yes, they already have that though, Artigny.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so then Brad won't go into the east side or the bad side of it.
It's funny, isn't it? Because in Berlin, the west side was the good side and the east side was the dodgy side, whereas in Artigny, east is good, west is bad.
Yeah, that's odd. Okay, that was from, what, you said Varrok, I said farming patches, okay, I thought you didn't say
that. Hang on a minute, Jagex seems to have a rather sick fantasy with the history of war, doesn't it?
Why?
They've based one of their main cities over Berlin, which was, of course, you know, divided in half by a war. They keep bringing up the Russians and the Cold War. Seems to me like Andrew Gower's got some sick fascination with the Cold War and the Nazis.
And all we need now is Cuba.
Yeah, well, that's Brimhaven. That is Cuba. Camarja, that is Cuba.
Okay. And the U.S.?
Well, that's Artigny, obviously. Varrok can be Britain, because we're sort of east.
Okay. Okay.
Is that your sister?
No.
I can hear someone talking. Whoa. Is that like a female?
Okay.
Is it the TV?
Maybe. Hang on. Answer this next question.
Oh, right. I've noticed lately that there have been a lot more bird's nests. Oh, Shane's gone. I'm all alone. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Show. Okay, enough. Although I've noticed lately that there have been a lot more bird's nests dropping from trees, I was wondering, what do you think the eggs will be used for? Example, the red egg. Could it have something to do with Zami, blue with Sara, and green with Guthix? I think they will hatch little birds that you can keep as pets.
Yeah, this was actually discussed in episode 1.
Wow, it's a blast from the past. And 85 weeks later, they've still not done anything with them.
I know. I'm really not sure what they're going to do with them, but I should remind you that Pika's idea was that it would turn you in, it would hatch a bird and it would fly you to farming patches.
I bet you'd love that.
Yes. Honestly, I don't know. Scrambled eggs, maybe? I don't know.
Yes, you could eat the unfertilized egg of a bird. Sounds like a lovely proposition.
Yeah, well, you'd do that if you had to survive, right?
Of course, I'd eat you if I had to survive.
Yeah, I forget. somebody was stuck somewhere, and they found some ostrich eggs. Like, they were stuck in, like, the desert or something, or wherever ostriches lived. They found some ostrich eggs, and they took a few of them and cooked it and ate it, and survived.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, and that was from Black Knight. No, we don't know. Oops. I just broke my pencil in half.
That was clever. For a moment, I thought you were going to say, oops, I've broken my leg or something. Oops, I've broken my leg. There goes my wrist. My arm is now in two.
Okay. That was from Black Knight. We're on to tech news now. Tell me what happened this week in the computer world.
Vista got released. Bill Gates sprouted some corporate bullshit. Norway made iTunes illegal. And Fox served YouTube with a subpoena. There we go. That is tech news over
for
this week.
Wow. That's a great executive summary there.
Thank you.
Okay, first thing. Windows Vista has finally shipped. And it's not shit.
Windows Vista is finally shit?
Shipped. Shipped. I don't know. It doesn't seem too bad. There haven't been any exploits yet besides that speech hole. You know?
Yeah, well, they'll come in time. Give it some time.
I'm going to install it after, and if there's no exploits, I'll forego plans of buying a Mac.
Is it legal or illegal?
Well, I still have my my beta one that I can use somehow. It's just a matter of working with the files, right?
Surely, yes.
Okay. We all remember that Vista started as something called Longhorn in October 2001, shortly before Windows XP was released. XP! Anyway.
Experience points.
Yes. I don't know. This is either the make or break Microsoft for this year, you know.
I hope it's break.
Because if it's successful, it'll be a new beginning for Microsoft and its operating system software division. But if it fails, it could mean the end of the operating system and software division, like a diminished count, because of two reasons, the Linux and the Mac. Because Linux, Ubuntu, is becoming so much easier to use. Month by month, somebody comes out with something that makes it easier to use and makes it look better. And it's free. So why not, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you are getting somebody a new computer and they've never used a computer before, never used another operating system.
Put Linux on and tell them it's Vista. They probably won't know any different.
Yes, there's a story about that. Some son put his Ubuntu on his dad's computer and his dad thought it was Vista.
What a moron.
Yeah, so it really has the potential. Just if it... You know what I mean, right? Okay. Has the potential to make or break Microsoft, but I don't know. I do think they need to adopt a quick release schedule, like every 18 months or something, like Apple does, you know? They've released OS 10.1, 10.2, 10.3, and 10.4 all in the time that Microsoft has released the one version of Windows XP with a service pack. But there was something saying that Microsoft considered Service Pack 2 to be a fairly large release, and they were saying that, well, if other companies would have charged for this, which was mainly pointing at you-know-who, right?
Who?
Apple. Because each upgrade from 10.1, 10.2, all the way to 10.4 has been like $99 or something.
That's because Steve Jobs needs to fund his crack cocaine habit.
My. Okay, so, I don't know, Vista is out. I'm going to wait a bit, though, until I make a move permanently.
I'm going to wait until I can be bothered to download an illegal ISO and burn it. Okay, I just admitted that. Bill Gates can come and sue me.
Okay. In a bold move against iTunes DRM called Fairplay, the Norwegian Consumer Council has deemed it illegal in Norway, with France and Germany possibly soon following suit. What do you think of this?
I don't exactly see what they're declaring illegal. Explain it to me, because I can't be bothered to read the article.
Because there's something called Fairplay, which is the iTunes DRM service, which prevents you from using the songs purchased from the iTunes music store on other devices.
Oh, yes, I see. Yes, I think they're right. Go on, Norway.
It's claiming it illegal because they feel people should be able to stick it wherever they want to put it, right?
Yes, people should be able to stick it wherever they want to put it.
Yeah, stick the songs wherever they want to put it, you know? Like,
yes, but yes. I
don't know. What's wrong with an iPod?
I have an iPod.
It's simple. If you don't like it, simply...
If you don't like it, go to California and throw it at Steve Jobs' head.
There's something called the analog hole, which you can use to just capture the audio output from your computer while playing an iTunes file, and then that'll export it as MP3, and you're done. You get rid of the DRM. Simple. Or there's some other program, I forget the name of, Snooty, I think, maybe? iTunes spelled backwards? Yes, that's a real name. Did you know that?
Snooty!
Yeah. It's a real name. I think it removes DRM, but I'm not sure, so I don't know. Anyway, it goes on to say Norway isn't happy about the DRM technology that restricts play only to iPods. Basically, they're saying it takes away control of the consumer. And then Norwegian consumer ombudsman Bjørn Eriksson has declared Apple's Fair Play technology. I don't know where I stand on this one. Where do you stand? Should the people have the control, or what?
Yes, the people should have the control, and iTunes need to stop being so bloody.
Okay, so no more DRM.
Go Norway. Go Norway. Go Norway.
Okay. You moving to Norway?
No.
Where is Norway, anyways?
Don't know where Norway is.
No.
Well, it's sort of, you know, England. It's sort of across a bit from England.
So, east of England.
Yeah, across the sea. North of Germany.
What the... How come my map is in a different language when I go to Europe?
I don't know.
It says... Norg. Sverige. Tsunami, Finland.
No, hang on a minute. It's probably got the countries in their native... In their own names, you know?
Deutschland.
See, yeah, it's got the name for Germany in German, the name for Sweden in Swedish, you see?
And then it's got, Russia's a big country, wow.
Yes, it is. I don't know why Jagex is picking a fight with them, they can't win.
Hey, Polska! What's a Polska Duma?
Polska is Poland.
And what's a Duma?
I have no idea.
Because there's a guy in Counter-Strike, his name is Polska Duma.
Maybe it means Polish idiot.
If you know what a Duma is, let me know. Let's see. Duma. Oh, a Russian national parliament convened and dissolved four times between 1905 and 1917.
Bloody Russians need to make their mind up, don't they?
Okay, so that's that. Where were we? Okay, right. Final piece of little news here. Fox served YouTube with a subpoena Wednesday demanding that the Google-owned Viral's video site disclose the identity of a user who uploaded copies of entire recent episodes of 24 and The Simpsons.
So they can sue them, basically.
Exactly. I don't know. If I was YouTube, I wouldn't hand that over. I don't like this one. Just take a look at the link and it's fairly self-explanatory. Okay. Rant, this one's yours. And talk slowly.
Hang on a minute, I need to get the wiki again. Right. back about 6 years ago, when I was a new player in RuneScape Classic, I saw all these cool people with cool blue and green armor. Hang on a minute, when RuneScape Classic first started, they didn't even have rune armor, so you sound like a liar from the start. And green armor, it cost a fortune. Back then, the luxury, spelt wrong, was to have 100k and maybe some rune items. They didn't have rune items back at the very start of RuneScape Classic, liar. Back then, people would talk to you even though they had to get somewhere else. Back 6 years ago, people were not called noobs, scammers, hackers, or even tubes. Back 6 years ago, people weren't using elite talk. Back then, if someone gave you 10k, you would jump with joy, not beg for 10k more. The fact of the matter is that all these 8-year-olds who come into RuneScape, the age limit is 13. Back 6 years ago, when people would follow the rules and wait till they were 13 years old, nowadays you see people talking about first grade math and see people about 7 walking home talking about RuneScape. This kid sounds like he's 7 himself. What needs to happen? Jagex should send a letter of verification to every child's parents or legal guardian, spelt wrong, you retard, explaining the age limit to RuneScape, and that if people under the age limit they play, they can be fined, right? Over 6 years, there have been prices going up, then up, then down. I think rares should be eliminated, but I feel that taking rares out of people's banks would be nonsense, spelt wrong. It has two S's, not an S and a C, and cause destruction. What I think should happen is party hats, which is in fact two words, not one, should only be sellable to an NPC, such as Party Pete or something, and should be bought for store price, which is about 1 GP. But I feel they should not be able to be traded with the other characters. Thank for the idea, bleep, 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 741. What I'm trying to say is that RuneScape has gone from good to bad in 6 years. It's making good quality players quit, and RuneScape is gradually getting infested with 1337 talk users. Thank you for listening to my rant. You may now flame my topic or even support it. Right, this person's a retard, because everybody knows 6 years ago, when RuneScape Classic first started, rune items weren't yet fully released into the game. The guy's obviously making this up as he goes along. He's complaining about people under the age of 13, when he most clearly is under the age of 13 himself.
But
I would suggest he goes
items,
back to his... Yes,
about the rune items, they did exist, but nobody could make them.
Exactly, so why is he saying you saw all these people with cool blue and green armor?
I think he's referring to Mithril and Addy.
No, he isn't. Nobody thinks Mithril armor is cool. Rune, he was referring to Rune and Addy.
I did.
Dirty liar. You thought Mithril was cool?
Yeah, when I was like level 30.
Right, well, overall, this kid's a stupid 12-year-old who needs to go and, like, watch some kid's program.
But it does have a good point that it has been going downhill, right?
He is a hypocrite.
Why?
Because he is saying all these people are bad when he's one of them himself.
But how do you know he's 13?
Because you can tell by the way he writes, his use of words, the fact that he misspells a lot of simple words.
But he tried to use sentences unlike some other people.
I'm sorry, but if you get to the age of 13 and you can't spell the word nonsense, then you're in a bit of bloody trouble with life.
N-O-N-S-E-N-C-E.
N-O-N-S-E-N-S-E-N, nonsense. It doesn't even have a C sound in it, nonsense. No, it doesn't. It's an S, you moron. S!
Okay, so obviously Brad...
And he spells Guardian wrong. Everybody knows
obviously
Guardian.
Obviously Brad's getting out his frustrations today, right?
Yes, sorry, Shane.
Did you have a tough day?
Not really.
Okay.
I argue with a few people, it was difficult.
Oh, yeah.
God, I feel like you're a psychologist.
Me?
How does that make you feel, Shane?
Oh, God. You argue with the German guy in the store. Who else?
People on MSN who I don't really wish to divulge. Several people in real life. It was just an average day, really. Lots of arguments.
Did anyone tell you they haircut on the train again?
No. They did not. You got a haircut today, didn't you, Shane?
Yes!
What does your hair look like now?
That's classified.
Do you have really, really long hair?
No.
Long hair is good, Shane.
No, it's not. Next rant. Things have come to my attention. RuneScape is being developed into a game for 8-year-olds, if not even less. The sensorization, disgustingly easy. What's a triangle? And so on. But yet, when you make a new account, it says you must be above the age of 13 to play. What confusing me is that Jagex would aim to make this game a children with the intelligence of a cow. Once
that
again, the example of a triangle. which a child of the age 4 should know. When did you know what a triangle was?
Probably when I was about 2 or 3.
Okay.
Probably younger than that, when somebody first showed me a book of shapes.
The game is also becoming aimed at lower levels also. The home telly for free, combat tutors, everyone else figured everything out themselves. This is just another proof that it's becoming aimed at small children who can't figure out anything themselves. Jagex, wake up! Do you not realize that it's a completely normal thing for a 13-year-old not to have the intelligence of a fish? Either change the age question or change the stupid childish parts of the game.
What does it matter? Because people could lie about their age anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I have you ever lied about your age?
Yes.
To who?
I got into a concert like 2 months ago, just before Christmas, that people were meant to be you needed to be 18 plus to get in, and I got in, and I was only 16.
How'd you do that?
Well, the doorman just said, "How old are you?" And I said 18, and he believed me. Moron. I didn't even look.
Was he German?
No, it was in England. It was in China.
Oh, okay. So, yes, we agree with this one?
Sort of.
And I just got a sliver in my finger from my pencil.
You said the word. I have not said that word this episode, but you just said it.
Okay, I'll edit it out.
I've been good this episode. I have not said that word.
Yes, that's good.
We should have a swear jar or something. Every time I say that word, I should have to pay, like, money to somebody.
No, every time you say that word, you give me some seeds.
Okay, well, I have very little seeds, so... I'll give you one onion seed every time I say
Okay, final round.
Shall I do this last one?
Yeah, go right ahead.
You guys like scammers? If not, you should help support this and help Jagex to decrease the ways of scamming. Well, I like scammers, so... Go ahead. What this thread is about, herb seeds, their looks, and scammers. Right, the situation. If you look through, or trough, if you look trough, I guess he's missing an H there, all your seeds on your bank, you see that they all look different, except the herb seeds. If you want to buy popular herb seeds that ran out of snapdragons, lots of people try to scam you. This creates a potential way to scam peoples. The solution, give the herb seeds a different look, different colour. How come he can spell different look wrong once, and then get it right the second time? God. And even give them exactly the same colour as the herb they are. If they try to scam you, you'll be able to recognise the seeds as wrong seeds and report them. I know you can read the name of the stuff in the second trade screen, but changing the colour would make it truly harder. Also spelt wrong. It only has one L and it has no E, you retard. It would improve the gameplay for dyslexic. Oh my God. He must be dyslexic himself. People with bad eyes. That's the purpose of the game, I think. Create an open and secure game for peoples from all genders, ages. I don't agree with that, because I think it's not very hard to move your mouse over the right corner and see the name.
Ah.
Or see the name of the check and trade screen.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I've never succumbed to a scam. Seriously, I've got to the second trade screen, but I always check it.
Someone tried to switch. I was trying to buy... what was I trying to buy? I was trying to buy some... I think it was like a rune plate or something for some odd reason. And this moron tried to switch it with a monk's robe at the last minute.
What were you trying to buy?
It was a rune plate, I think, because he tried to swap it with a monk's robe.
What the hell? You're going to notice that. It's not even the same color.
It was so clear it was retarded.
I don't have anything to say on that last one.
Other things.
Okay, what have we been doing?
World of Warcraft, RuneScape, work, school, reading books, watching television, living. There we go, that's about it.
I have tried to do RuneScape. I'm doing some Counter-Strike. I'm working on site stuff, working on school stuff. I'd really like to start doing more RuneScape, you know?
I'd like to do less RuneScape, but I'm left with no choice.
When are you getting Counter-Strike so we can play it together?
When I get money, which will probably be a couple of months' time. Wouldn't be that long.
Okay.
A month. I'll get it in a month.
Hey, the four of us can play. Me, you, Mike, and Chrisella.
I don't think she even plays anymore.
Oh, it's too bad. We played.
She still listens to... I think she still listens to this, though.
Hi!
She said something to me regarding the other day.
What'd she say?
She said thanks for defending her or something, which is ironic because I think that I slaughter Australians at every opportunity, but whatever. I just want to point something out. I was just watching a British game show, which some of you may know, called Poker Face, and I won't explain the game show, but there was an Australian on it from Australia. Why would an Australian person be on a British game show? Did he honestly fly over to Britain just to win the money? And he won! He won £50,000.
Really?
Bloody cheapskate. Get back to your own country and your damn game shows.
Okay.
Informer 8 is up.
Yes! Take a look at it, informer.rsbnb.com. The new skill of the month is up. Farming!
Oh, yay. Fix, James. No, Wynn. Fix.
Thank you for... See, you're helping. You'll get a mention in my victory blog post if I win.
Thank you. I will hold you to that.
Because you know what you did?
Yes?
Yeah. Okay.
So, children, what have we learned this week? That Jagex are attempting to launch a verbal and Java-related attack on Russia, that murder is not morally wrong, and that Steve Jobs has his head up his own ass and has a severe addiction to crack cocaine.
How do we know that?
Because I made it up.
Oh, I didn't mention the blog yet.
What blog?
What do you think?
Shane.rsbnb?
Yes, I did this interesting Flashy Friday yesterday. Did you take a look at it?
Not yet. What is it?
It's fun. You play with gravity.
It's physics. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, take a look at it. Shane.rsbnb.com.
And yeah, check out my... Oh, that does look fun.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You get to play with orbits of planets.
Check out my blog, brad@rsbnb. brad.rsbnb.com.
Okay.
Be there or be square.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. So, that's it. RSBnb Update 85 is done.
I'm waving like a retard for some reason.
Whoa, I got this interesting orbit going on here.
I'm just letting mine fall.
Okay. We're done.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm waving. Be sure at home while you're listening to wave at your computer screen. Goodbye.